of us another chance. Not a deserved chance, but his unmerited favor has allowed us to be in the house of the Lord once again. I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't take it for granted, because there are people who would love to be where we're sitting today, but for some reason are not able to be in the house. And if you're here today, you ought to thank God for allowing you to be in his house. I want to look at a psalm today, Psalm number 84. Amen. Psalm number 84. And we're going to read the entire psalm so that you get a deeper meaning and understanding of what it's really saying. How amiable are the tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of my host, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it well, the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord, God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed, for a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Amen. I wanna arrest your attention today for a few moments from the thought, just anywhere will do. Just anywhere will do. Have you ever gone all day long planning for dinner in the evening? You got off work, went home, took a shower, put on your good clothes, put on some good smelling cologne, got your baby and headed for your favorite restaurant. Maybe you did that on Thursday. Maybe you drove 30 minutes to get there. You got there, took about 10 minutes to find a parking spot. Go in, the host or hostess says there is a 30 to 45 minute wait. You're hungry. You watch other people eating. Some have finished and they're sitting there talking, and you want to go over and tell them, get up and leave, so somebody else can sit down and eat. You go back and check with the host or hostess. You ask them how long. They ask you, where do you want to sit? Do you want to sit by a window? Do you want to sit near the front? You say, I'm not concerned about ambiance. I'm not concerned about location. Not concerned about where you sit me at this point. Anywhere will do. As a believer, you will stress all week long, strain almost beyond your ability to bear it. You've driven, some of you, 20 or 30 minutes, found a parking spot, got inside the sanctuary, and somebody's in your seat. But you are so hungry for the living bread. You are so desperate to hear a word from God. It does not matter where you sit, just anywhere will do. I wish I had a witness in here today. Yeah, I just want to be in God's presence. I just want to be in the fellowship. I just want to hang around when God is passing out blessing. How amiable are your tabernacles? How lovely, how exciting it is to be in your tabernacle. I can be in the back and still have a good time. I can be in the choir and still give God praise. I can shout while I am waiting in the vestibule. I can give God praise. How amiable are your tabernacles? My soul longeth for the Lord. It literally craves the presence of the Lord. Matter of fact, that's why I showed up here today, is to feel his presence. I know I tell you that I love you all the time. Every Sunday I tell you, and I do. But listen, I didn't come here for you. I came to see the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. The psalm, this psalm was written by the sons of Korah. The sons of Korah are temple singers and doorkeepers. Psalms 84 through 88 are psalms of the sons of Korah. And verse 2 sounds like another psalm of Korah. Psalm 42, like the deer panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. If you really love God, it doesn't matter where you are in the sanctuary. It doesn't matter where you are in the sanctuary. If you really love God, just anywhere will do. I wish I had some people in the back who can say, Pastor, I don't have to be in the front. I don't have to have a special seat. I sit back here every Sunday because it ain't about location. It's about an experience. And I have my moment with God anywhere in the sanctuary. Just anywhere will do. Verse three talks about a sparrow. It talks about a swallow building a nest. The nest implies a place of rest. Now, I've told you before that the first church I pastored, I've told you before, was in the country outside of Marshall. And if you came to church, you had to be prepared to fight off some wasps, some yellow jackets, and an occasional snake. It was in the country. And we had some birds who will build their nest at the church. Now, if a bird has sense enough to enjoy being in the Lord's house, anybody here that the Lord woke up this morning, put food on your table, gave you a job to go to in the morning, you can take care of yourself. You ought to have sense enough to find rest in the house of God. Anybody here today got the sense of a bird? Anybody got something to thank God for? Anybody just glad to be in the service one more time? You ought to tell your neighbor, I may not have much sense, but I got bird sense. I'm just glad to be in the Lord's house. Listen, that was the wrong neighbor. Find you somebody else who hadn't got it yet and tell them, I at least have bird sense. Like birds, I'm glad to be at the Lord's here. Now y'all hear me. Not all birds that fill the heavens could have a house at the church. Swallows and sparrows, it's in the text, verse 3. Swallows and sparrows build their nests at the church. They rest, they find peace at the church. But not all birds are restful at the church. Not all birds that fill the heavens could find rest at the church. And the birds that don't find rest at the church are like some people that don't find rest at the church. Sparrows and swallows are comfortable at church. But there are some birds that, listen, they can't make it here. Eagles don't build nests at church because eagles are too ambitious. They soar too high. They are too proud to build a nest at the church and find peace at the church. Vultures don't build nests at the church because they're always picking on dead stuff. They're foul. They've got bad breath. They can't get along with other birds. So vultures don't build nests at the church. Hawks can't build nests at the church because hawks are the bird of war, and warring birds can't find rest at the church. Chickens and roosters, hens and geese are uncomfortable at the church because they need someone else to feed them. Owls can't find a nest at the church because owls prefer darkness. Mockingbirds can't build a nest at the church because mockingbirds are too full of themselves. And like the eagle, some of you can't shout because you're too ambitious. Like the vulture, some of you can't shout because you're too foul. Like the hawk, some of you can't shout because you're already and waiting to fight somebody. Like a chicken, you can't shout because you depend on somebody else to shout you. Like the owl, you can't shout because you prefer darkness. Like a mockingbird, you can't shout because you're too pretty to get happy. But the sparrows and swallows in here, who are lowly and little and know that without God you can do nothing. You want something to shout about? Listen to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. Consider the birds of the air. They don't plant, they don't harvest anything, but your heavenly Father takes care of them. Now, if God takes care of the fowl of the air, don't you know God will take care of you? He's looking out for the sparrow. His eye is on a sparrow. How many know he's watching me? As a matter of fact, all night and all day, angels are watching over me. In the text, verse 4 says, blessed are they that dwell in the house of the Lord. They listen. They will still be praising thee. Listen, when you love God's house, you're still shouting after church is over. When you're still chewing on the word and feasting on the fellowship, 2 or 3 days after worship, you're driving to work and you think about a song somebody sang. You think about a word that was spoken and you find yourself looking, lifting holy hands and looking around and folk are staring at you. They think you're crazy, but you're still high on Sunday service. And one of the things that makes me feel good is that Not because of what I did, but because of how the Spirit is marinating in someone else's life. It's when, like on this past Thursday, a member will call me and said, Pastor, I just want to thank you for giving us the word on Sunday. I've been shouting all week long. People that really love God, you get ready for church on Friday. I wish I had a witness in here. Listen. For those of you who grew up like I did, my grandmama didn't wait till Sunday to get ready. She started getting ready for church on Friday. She would lay out her dress. She would lay out her stockings. She would lay out her hat. She got ready for church on Friday. Because you can't wait to get back to church because you're still shouting from last Sunday. Is there anybody here been waiting all week long to get back here today? You didn't wait to get here to get ready for worship, but like me, I woke up this morning. Oh, I think I'm in the wrong house today. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. For the Lord is good. Let me say that again. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Anybody know anything about his mercy? I'm not talking to the good folk. I'm talking to those like me who have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. His mercy endureth forever. Can anybody thank God for his mercy? Oh, come on. You know if it wasn't for the mercy, you wouldn't be here today. You ought to thank God for his mercy. Listen, I'm not talking, for the Lord is good. I'm not talking to you good folk, but for those of us that know without his mercy, I wouldn't be here. The sons of Korah say they are still praising the Lord, which is indicative of not necessarily being at the temple. They're still praising the Lord wherever they are. They don't have to be at Mount Moriah. They don't have to be at St. John, New Birth, Mount Olive. They can be at home, in the shower, in the grocery store, on the phone, at work. Listen, you ever got happy at work? And you had to take an unscheduled break so you could just compose yourself. You went in the bathroom, got in the stall, and just started thanking God for how good he's been to you. How many can agree with me and the sons of Korah? I don't have to be at the temple to shout. Just anywhere. Oh, come on. I wish I had a witness in here today. Just anywhere. As a matter of fact, if you ain't a shouter, you might need to find another row, because I'm about to tear this row up. Because when I think about what the Lord has done for me, how this time last year, I didn't know if I would have a mama or a daddy, and here it is this year, and I still got both. How many thought you would lose your mind when you lost a family member? But here you are, still got the sense of a bird. Come to God's house and give him praise. Would you tell your neighbor, if you ain't a praiser, if you ain't a shouter, you might want to find another row, because I'm about to tear this row up. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, I dare you to think of his goodness and all he's done for you. I'm going to give you a minute to think about it. My soul cries out, glory. Hallelujah. You got about 15 seconds to give God some praise. I think right about here we ought to take a praise break and think about the goodness of God and all he's done for me. I just can't help myself. I just can't help myself. The Lord's been good to me. I say the Lord's been good to me. I say the Lord's been good to me. And you might want to find another row. The Lord's. I say the Lord's been good to me. I say the Lord's been good to me. I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me. The Lord's been good to me. Let me say a word today about the ushers and greeters. Verse 10 says, when I'm at church, I'm in my place. Because when you are in your place, you are in the place of service. Y'all listen to me, ushers. Just because what you do is not always visible does not mean that what you do is not always valuable. Because when deacons don't show up, ushers show up. When the choir don't show up, ushers show up. What you do may not always be visible, but just because it's not visible does not mean it's not valuable. You watch people who work in the church because they want attention. They want to be seen. They want their name on the program. If you're really working for God, you don't care who sees it. You don't care who knows about it, who's written about it. You don't have to be president. You don't have to be chairman. If you're really here to serve God, you may not always be visible. But in God's sight, you are valuable. When you were in your place, you are in the place of service. Then when you are in the place, you are walking by faith that serving the Lord will pay off. Listen, you may not get any thanks down here. You may not get appreciated down here, but how many know serving the Lord is going to pay off? Listen. God don't have to open a Red Sea for me because he's already done that. God doesn't have to go back and have Jesus down a cross again. He's already done that. And today you ought to be able to shout on what God has already done. Listen, he's already opened the door. He's already made a way. He's already healed your body. You ought to shout about what he's already done. Is there anybody feel like me? If he never does anything else for me, He's already done enough. And because of that, I'm satisfied with Jesus. Listen, the worst that the Lord gives us is better than the best Satan gives us. Let me say that again. The worst that the Lord gives us is better than the best that Satan gives us. Every apple the devil gives you has worms in it. Every thrill, every joy, every happiness that comes from the devil has worms in it. But every good gift, every perfect gift comes from God above, from the Father of light, in whom there is no darkness. If you got some aches and pains this morning, that's better than aches and pains you can get from the devil. Nobody had to dress you this morning. Nobody had to feed you this morning. Nobody had to bathe you this morning. You ought to tell God, thank you. Thank you for a reasonable portion of my health and strength. Verse 10 puts us in our place, but verse 11, we can enjoy God's provision. Verse 11 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The sun talks about his presence. He lights our way. He warms our way. Sometimes God just warms your heart and you find yourself being nice to people who aren't nice to you. I wish I had a witness in here today. Anybody decided you're going to speak to some folk at Mount Moriah that won't speak to you anyway? Come on. That you decided I'm going to be nice to some people who haven't been nice to me. There's some folk on my job that treat me like dirt. But listen, I'm going to keep on speaking to them. I'm going to keep on loving them. That's the light of God shining in you. He will keep you in his countenance. His countenance shall shine down on you. And you know what I've discovered? When you walk with God, he'll keep you pretty. Let me say that again. When you walk with God, he'll keep you pretty. He'll keep you looking good. Listen, you in your 80s, but you look like you in your 50s. Stand up, Oscar Brown. Turned 80 years old today. Look how good he looks. Stand up, Addie Phillips. Stand up, Addie Phillips. In her 70s, still fine and good looking. The Lord will keep you. I wish I had a witness in here today. How many know God will keep you? But when you hang with the devil, he'll make you old before your time. You're in your 30s, but look like you're in your 70s. I've discovered when you run with the devil, he'll take you round and round and he'll let you off where you got on and you hadn't been nowhere. But when you walk with the Lord, Isaiah says he'll keep you until your hair turns gray. Have I got a witness here today? Won't it keep you? Have I got some old warriors here? If given a chance, you would tell that by the grace of God, I've come a mighty long way. I wish I had some senior. Listen, last Sunday was Senior Members Day. I need some senior members that can be a witness that God will keep you even when you get old. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Well, let me cut across the field and bid y'all good morning. The B clause of 11, verse 11 says, no good thing will he withhold from me if I walk uprightly. And that's why you've got to be careful how and where you walk. Amen. There's somebody always watching you. And I've discovered that in this Christian walk, I can't walk this highway by myself. Do I have a witness in here today? I need the Lord to walk with me. The old folk knew that, so they said, they sang, walk with me, Lord. Please walk with me. while I'm on this tedious journey, I want Jesus to walk with me. Because they knew if I walk right, if I keep the faith, there is a reward for the people who really love him and diligently seek him. And as I close today, I want that reward that he promised me over 2,000 years ago. You remember he said, I'm going away. But if I go, I'll come again to receive you unto myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. And I've heard people say that when I get to heaven, I want to see this and I want to see that. Oh, I've heard people say that when I get to heaven, I want to sit at the feet of Jesus, and that's fine for them. But as for me, I'm not sure. Say, as long as I get a seat in the kingdom, that's all right with me. I'm not sure. I don't have to sing in the choir. I don't have to be part of the welcoming crew. Just as long as I'm in heaven, just anywhere will do. Is there anybody here that feel like me, that just as long as I see King Jesus, that's all that matters? Oh, I don't care where I am. I just want to be somewhere around the throne. Is there anybody here want to go to heaven? Is there anybody here don't care where you are? Just as long as I get there, when I get there, I'm gonna shout all over heaven, ain't he all right? Ain't the Lord all right? Just anywhere will do. Oh, I want to see his face, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares are past. I'll be home at last, ever to rejoice. Anybody here want to see him? Anybody here don't care where you are, just anywhere. Anywhere will do. As long as I got a seat in the kingdom, just as long as I got, even if I got to stand up, just as long as I'm there, anywhere will do.